I am not putting any more gas. Tell me how far did it take you and how cool you kept while you drove it with no gas. Huh? That's the way people do with the word. They want to live. They get happy. They run around the wall sometime. Ain't nothing wrong with running. As long as you got gas, you ought to run. Tell this joke here. I think it kind of fits in. Said they wasted a good bit of gas there at the service station. The lady had a pool, little dog. He jumped out and he left that gas up and he took off. Then he fell over and died. Fell over. What happened to him? He just ran out of gas. Well, let me get on this. I will have a lot of Christians. You see them, they're flying. I mean, they just on fire for God. And I was like, poof. But Jesus said, if you understand this parable, the sower sows the word. Who is the sower? You're looking at the sower this morning. I'm not the only sower, but that's what I'm up here to do. Sower sows the word. And what kind of ground will this word fall on today? There's four types available. Which one are you? He. So, he said in verse 11, the mystery of the kingdom of God has been given to you. Let's talk about the mystery. Is that okay? Hallelujah. Let's go to Ephesians, book of Ephesians. The book of Ephesians, chapter 1. Are you ready? And I will be reading from the Passion. Translation, a portion of it. My name is Paul, Ephesians 1:1. So you can follow me. I'm reading from the Passion. You have the Passion, that would be good. If you have the Passion back there, you put it up. We are going to do the best we can here. He's a dear friend. My name is Paul. I was chosen by God to be an apostle of Jesus Christ, of Jesus the Messiah. I am writing this letter to all the devoted believers who have been made holy by being one with Jesus. The anointed one. Have been made how? Holy by being what? Made one with Jesus. The anointed one. May God himself, may who? May God himself, the heavenly Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, release grace over you and impart total well-being in your life. Did you hear that? And do what? Impart total well-being. You didn't even leave in the room there for mess up. What I mean by that's all the stuff that Satan brought. He wants to impart to you total well-being. He wants you to be total. Now listen. Verse 3. Every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realm has already been lavished upon you, upon us, as a love gift from the Father. Ooh. As a love gift from our wonderful Heavenly Father, the Father of our Lord Jesus. All because he sees us wrapped in Christ. That's why, see, we're going to talk about the mystery. He sees us how wrapped in Christ. This is why we celebrate him with all our hearts. That's why you see me praising. I don't know why you praise. I'm wrapped in Christ. When I was a nothing, going nowhere, couldn't do nothing, or nobody, couldn't make nothing happen, God rescued me. And I can't forget it, y'all. I said, I can't forget it. That's why my hands are raised. And not to try to impress anybody. These hands, when I get them up in the air, I tell you what, and I sense the glory. I feel the power. And it's here now. I sense it right now. I just get them up in the power. Amen. Hallelujah. I mean, I had them stuck up there for hours. I'm just telling you that's what happened to me. And that's why I praise him with all of my heart. Hallelujah. Let's move on. It's got much to cover. He said, and he chose us. Now listen to this. He chose us to be his very own. He chose us to be his very own, joining us to himself. See, we're talking about the mystery, so you listen carefully, because see, this is where you get the revelation. Joining us to himself, even before he laid the foundation of the universe, because of this great love, he ordained us so that we would be seen as holy in his eye with an unstained innocence. I ain't guilty. I'm unstained and I'm so innocent before my God. Whew. I ain't guilty of anything. How many times you messed up and the devil said, see there? And you took on the guilt instead of repenting and getting right back in the bosom of the Father. Got to move on. For it was always in his perfect plan to adopt us as his delightful children. Through our union with Christ. How did he adopt us? Through our union with Christ, the anointed one. So that his tremendous love that cascade over us would glorify his grace. His love, his tremendous love that cascade over. I give you a picture of cascade just in case you don't quite understand. You can kind of understand. If you walk on the Niagara Fall and get under that waterfall, what you think going to happen? You're going to be engulfed. And if you get on it, get in the deep enough, you can't even see it. Huh? He wants you to get to understand what it means to have his love, his tremendous love cascade over you. All because of his wonderful grace. Grace did this for you. And if you are put that deep in love, where can trouble and sorrow find you? How can it, should I say? If love have covered you, you're cascade, you're buried, you are filled with his love, covered with his love, and grace did it. Hallelujah. I said grace did it. That's what he said. Huh? He said, cascade over us would glorify his grace.